Hey, thanks for letting me stay late in your classroom, sir. My parents don't get out of work until late on Tuesdays, and I missed my ride home after cheerleading practice. Yeah, I know. It's so lame that I'm getting rides home from my parents as a freaking high school senior. Yeah, I'm 18. Last month. Thanks. It was a great birthday, yeah. Well, I had a car, but my stupid best friend. Yeah, her. I know, we're like inseparable. The whole school thinks we're either mistakenly separated fraternal twins or, or that we're like girlfriends. Like actual lesbian girlfriends, but we're totally not. Well, anyway, she asked if she could drive when we were out one day at the mall, and she managed to back it into a fucking light post. Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to just swear like that, but I still am a little pissed about it. I mean, it was a piece of shit. Sorry, sir. It was a pile of junk, but still, it was my freedom, and now it's totaled. Aw. Thanks. Yeah, no. We're both totally fine. Just the car, but now I'm that loser getting rides home from her parents. Well, cheer goes past when the late after school buses leave. Yeah, bummer. Yeah, I've got friends with cars, but I stayed a little extra late after practice to go over some routine stuff on my own. I am varsity cheer captain after all. It's my responsibility. No. No boyfriend to drive me around. You thought I was dating him? Ew. No. What, just because he's the star quarterback? No, God, no way. He's disgusting. I mean, yeah, he's cute, I guess, in that lame Disney way. Ugh. I'm just not into him. I don't really like boys. God. Oh, that came out wrong. No, I'm not gay. I don't like boys. As in, I'm not really attracted to guys my own. Never mind. Sorry, this is probably boring, and you got papers to grade, and I'm totally stepping on your generosity. What? No, there's no one else. No boyfriend, no ride home, but my parents did say if I kill it this semester and get really good grades, they'll pitch in for a new one. Oh? You'd help me get good grades if you were my teacher? Well, too bad I don't have you for a third period English class. I know. I know you meant it. You'd help me study. I'm just teasing. So, what exactly would I have to do to get good grades with you, sir? Oh my God, your face, sir. I was just talking about doing extra credit work. What were you thinking about? Oh my God. You're such a dirty pervert, sir. No, I'm sorry. I was totally just teasing you, sir. Really. I was just joking. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. I won't tell anyone that you were perving. And a little 18-year-old high school cheerleader. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. I really am done. I swear. No more jokes. No. I know it's not funny to joke about. I mean, if you're really perving on me, you'd be in a ton of trouble. I know. I'd never want to get you into trouble, sir. So, what were you thinking about, I mean, just now, before. What did you think I meant about getting good grades with you? Were they naughty thoughts? Oh my God, they were, weren't they? No. Don't you try to flip this on me. I can see it all over your face, sir. Oh my God. You were totally thinking dirty thoughts about me. This is so messed up. I'm just a little, barely legal high school girl. You dirty old man. You're like twice my age. Hey, what are you? Oh, I see. Darn it. Yeah, I guess I should remember to keep my legs together when I'm sitting in the front row, in front of your desk, facing you. When I forget to wear panties under my cheerleading skirt. Were you enjoying the view, sir? It's okay if you were. I don't mind. Do you think I'm sexy? What do you mean? You can't answer that question. Why not? The rock in a hard place, huh? If you say I am sexy, well, that wouldn't be good. You're not supposed to think 18-year-old high school girls are sexy, are you, sir? I mean, I'm legal, but that wouldn't matter, would it? If someone knew that you said I was sexy or that you caught a teeny little peek under my skirt at my bare, soft little high school pussy. Sir, you'd be in so much trouble. They'd definitely fire you, huh? You'd probably be blackballed from teaching pretty much anywhere. Oh, and my parents? My dad would probably come after you with a baseball bat for perving on his little angel. But you can't say the opposite either, can you, sir? You can't say that I'm not sexy because You might hurt my feelings. And deep down, you know how skewed the system is. You know, in a he said, she said situation between you, a grown man in his 30s, and me. An innocent, perfect little angel of an 18-year-old student, you'd get fucked. Oh, does my naughty language get you as flustered as seeing a flash of my barely legal pussy, sir? No. If you said I wasn't sexy to that question, you worry that you'd hurt my feelings. And then I'd want revenge and go tell everyone that you were perving under my skirt while I was all alone with you in your classroom when the rest of the school was gone. They wouldn't believe your side for a fucking second, would they? Guilty until proven more guilty. Aw, I'm just teasing you, sir. I would never, ever do something like that. I'd never blow up your life like that. Besides, you don't have to answer that question verbally, because I already know the answer. Because it's all over your face, sir. I know you think I'm sexy. No. No, stop. Don't even try, sir. You're a good teacher, but you're a shitty liar. I see the way you look at me, sir. I've seen the way you look at me a lot. At first I thought maybe you were just a quiet pervert who liked to look at high school girls. A dirty older man who liked lusting after tight, nubile, soft, sweet, forbidden 18-year-olds. No, don't get me wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, it kind of turned me on that you were such a dirty pervert, you could barely control it, but then I realized that it wasn't that you were perving on all the girls. You were just perving on me, weren't you, sir? It was just me that you couldn't stop looking at. No, don't try and talk me down or tell me I'm making shit up. I'm not, and we both know it. I know your eyes fell on me. I know it took every ounce of your self-control not to stare at my tits or at my ass, my tight little ass under my school uniform skirt while I walked up to the stairs in front of you. I know you were so fucking hard all the fucking time around me. And that made it hotter for me, sir. You weren't just a pervert. You were my pervert. No, I'm not gonna stop talking. Just like we both know you're not gonna stop looking. Because you can't. You can't fucking help yourself, can you, sir? I'm just your little barely legal kryptonite, aren't I? I'm your temptation. I'm so very off limits. So forbidden. So barely even legal. Oh, but you're helpless. As strong as you are physically with all that working out in the football team's gym after school. As strong as you are physically when it comes to me. You're weak inside and you know it. When it comes to me, your strength leaves you. Oops. See? Here you are trying to get angry at me and telling me I need to stop and leave. But all I had to do was spread my smooth thighs just a teeny tiny bit. And your words just failed you. Your eyes just dropped down to that shadow between my legs, under my cheer skirt. Oh, with the animal beast inside of you just dying to get one more peek of my barely legal gut. Should I spread my legs a little more so you can see my tight little pussy, sir? Is that what you want to see? You can say it, but that's all you want. All you want is for me to just spread my long legs and let you stare at my forbidden kitty. I'm sorry if I'm making you uncomfortable. You look pretty flustered over there behind your desk. Maybe you need a little distraction. Why don't you put away all those papers you're grading? Here. Why don't I just put those to the side? If I just climb up on your desk here. Is that better? See? The view is much nicer up close, isn't it? You just have to relax, sir. Isn't this better than grading papers? A little 18-year-old cheerleader kneeling on your desk right in front of you. Here, sir. Let me spread my thighs a little. And just pull my skirt up. Do you like my little 18-year-old pussy? Of course you do. Sir. You've been fucking dying to get a peek of my pretty little cunt. Now here it is. Right here. On your fucking classroom desk. Barely a foot from your face. Does it look soft? Doesn't it look so pretty? So pink and delicate. Oh, and fresh. legal. Virgin pussy look so fucking yummy. Oh, did I not mention that I'm a virgin? Of course I am. I mean, maybe there's a stigma for movies about the head cheerleader being some kind of turbo slut, but not me. No. I know what you meant. I know a lot of other girls started earlier, but not me. Actually, I've developed a teeny bit of a reputation. No, not that kind of reputation. I mean, the opposite. You really haven't heard? Well, I have kind of a reputation in school now with the boys of being a little bit of a a cock tease. The guys on the football team have all tried to get into my pants or to get me to get into theirs, but I never have. I mean, I've gone out on dates with guys, but they always try these lame moves or try to and fumble their way into getting me to touch their cocks or to blow them. It never works. Because, well, I told you already, sir. I'm not into boys like that. I'm into men. Older men, sir. Older men like you, actually. Oh my god. You can't stop staring at my cute little pussy, can you? This is really, really hot. Being up on your desk with my smooth, long legs spread in front of your face. It's so hot with you staring so fucking hungrily at my pussy, sir. Like you want to devour me whole. You sure are breathing heavily, sir. And don't try and hide it. I can see that big bulge in your pants, sir. Yes, even with your hand over it. Does it make you even harder knowing that this pretty little pussy has never been touched? It's never been fingered, never been licked. It's never been stretched and fucking filled with a big hard cock. Just my own finger, sir. And a hairbrush handle sometimes. Oh my god. I just saw that bulge in your pants throb. Your dick just got even harder for me, didn't it, sir? Oh, this is so fucking wrong. You shouldn't be looking at my barely legal schoolgirl pussy spread open on your desk. Oh. You shouldn't be getting hard. Wishing you could take that big grown-up cock and just fuck me with it. No. Take it out. Sir, please take it out. There's no one else at school right now. tell anyone that you took your big hard adult cock out in front of an 18-year-old high school girl at school. Go ahead. Pull it out. Here. I'll even play with my soft little baby girl off limits pussy while you do, okay? Please. Please. Take it out, sir. Please. Please let me see that big cock that got all hard just for me, please. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, your cock is so big. Oh my god. Come on. Yeah. I've never seen one up close in real life, but I've watched porn, sir. I've never seen one this big. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, it's really all for me, huh? Will you play with it for me? Would it help convince you if I take my top off? Okay. Do you like them? They aren't too big, but my little pink nipples are so sensitive. Slowly for me while I play with my little pussy for you, sir. Slide your hand over that big fat cock while you watch me. Yeah, baby, go ahead. Lean close and watch me play with my tight little virgin pussy. Can you see how wet you made me? No touching. I am a virgin after all. When I'm so young and off limits to you. No, not even with your mouth. Oh, not this time, at least. Oh. Will you just watch my fingers slide over my lips? Oh, do you see how wet I am? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you just jerked that big, fat, yummy cock for me, sir. You just jerk off for me while I play with my tight little pussy right in front of you. Oh, sir. Sir, do you want to taste it? Here. Here, taste my fingertips. Yeah, baby. Do they taste sweet? fuck. Do you like the taste of my barely fucking legal teenage pussy? Oh, fuck. It's so sexy watching you play with that big cock for me. Oh, fuck. Virginity, but oh, but maybe there's something else we can do. But what if I put my wet, hot, soft little mouth all over your big cock? I bet you like that. Here, let me lie on your desk. Okay. I'll just pull my cheer skirt up around my waist. So you can see my little pussy. School girl stretched out practically naked across your desk. Oh, please. Please. Oh, let me suck it, please. Oh, stand up, sir. I'm gonna turn around and lie down on my back with my head off the side of your desk. Stand up and feed me that big cock, sir. Fuck yeah. Oh, you push your big swollen cock head against my cute, soft gloss little pink lips. So big. It's so fucking big against my little wet mouth. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, do you like that little baby girl mouth on your big fat cock, sir? Do you like this? Good girl, virgin, being a fucking a little slut for your big hard dick. Isn't it so fucking hot knowing how completely wrong this is? Knowing how much trouble you could get in if someone knew you had me slobbering all over your fat cock like a little come hungry whore. Yeah, baby. Does my mouth feel good, baby? Do you like this little mouth and tongue? Lapping at your thrumming cock. Fuck, you're so big. You're stretching your mouth out so wide, sir. God, please touch me. Please. Fuck me, but you can put your man fingers inside my tight, wet, young pussy. I yes, fuck. Fuck. Getting close, aren't you? Oh, your balls look so full of cum for me. you with both my soft hands. Fingers, yes. I'll fuck do it. Make me come. Make your little slut come. I'm gonna fucking come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck. Forbidden little slut. Come. Come, baby, come. Fuck, you're coming. Fuck, you're coming. Oh, you're shooting your hot sticky load all over my parky little tits. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, cover my fucking nipples, baby. Oh, more. More. Fuck, yes. More, baby. Come on my face. Oh, fuck, yes. Come on my slutty little high school face. Fuck. Oh, empty your fucking balls all over my cute little fucking face. Yes. Oh, my God. I want to fucking taste you. I want to swallow the rest down my throat. Kidding, but yeah. Oh, can you imagine what he'd do if he knew you came all over his little angel's tits and on her face. Oh, and swallowed in her tummy. Oh, don't worry, sir. Your secret's safe with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. One more thing. Don't wash your hands. I want you to go home with the taste of my little virgin pussy all over your fingers. And I want you to taste me while you jerk off again. Thinking about my hot little mouth swallowing your cock. And licking your yummy fat balls. Yeah, your secret is safe with me, sir. Because you're not done. And this is far from over. You pervert. See you after cheer practice, sir.